And time for the word from Dr. Pond. Wayne, hey, what you got for us, big guy?
Hey guys, I got a dandy for you here. We're doing unusual verbs, but first I got to tell you, Nicky, Ron, that was a great story about that sarcophagus buried under how many tons of...
15. 15.
15.
Yeah. I wouldn't want to open that. I'd say, you know what? Somebody put this out there deliberately.
15 tons. You know, that is 30,000 pounds.
My goodness.
My goodness. Do we smell a movie producer lurking in the wings here? Is that possible?
Maybe.
Yeah, I would say Geraldo Rivera ought to do a TV special on it. They open it up and there's nothing there.
Oh, God. Oh, yeah.
Good memory. All right, guys, here we go. Word of the day, unusual verbs. We did invade. We did, I can't remember what it was before that. That's an eternity.
Short attention span theater.
Really? I can't remember it either, Wayne. That was, yesterday was sus.
Yes.
S-U-S-S.
What? In Spissate, now my memory's candy. Yeah.
Okay, good.
That was Ron's favorite.
Mary Donna just told him.
Yeah, I know.
And Nikki's, too. All right, so here's the word of the day. This is really unusual. This is all about ships and the nautical side of things. Kedge. K-E-D-G-E. K-E-D-G-E. Turns out, according to the wordsmith, is a verb. To kedge is to move a ship by a line attached to a small anchor in the direction desired. Now, Ron, are you a sailor? Nikki, are you a sailor at tricks or a sailorette? Do you recognize that?
No.
No, me either.
Me either. Me either.
I'm sure I'll use it in a sentence sometime in the next 100 years.
Well, I listen to the Aaron Kegg Show every day.
Oh, geez.
Oh, that was cruel. That was cruel and unusual. You should take that back. So, all right. Well, one more time. It's a real word. K-E-D-G-E, kedge. And it's a nautical term. To move a ship by means of a line attached to a small anchor. So I'll just throw that out there and let you take it and sink or swim as you choose.
Sink or swim, that's a good way to put it.
There you go, Fred. All right, well, tomorrow is Flip It Friday, so I'm looking forward to taking the day off and hearing what Nikki's got to say.
I got one more thing to say. Catch you later. See what I did there?
Catch you later, Wayne.
Stay out of the water. Stay out of the water.
I think it went over his head. I don't know. He didn't laugh.
No, it did not.
It did not, Ron.